mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for the message today is from Genesis 12, especially the second half of verse 3. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Some of you may know that I used to be a math teacher before I came to the seminary. And while I've been here, I tutor local students. One day, as I was waiting for a student to come, I got a call from his mother. She said, "He's not really in the mood to do math today, so maybe you could just talk to him." And I knew this student had been having problems. To say that he had had a rough life was an understatement. You see, the student didn't remember his mother. She had battled with cancer, and the Lord called her home before he got to know her. He did remember his father. He remembered how his father injected himself with drugs. He remembered that his father was stoned and drunk and violent. He remembered that his father overdosed when he was only 5 years old. So he remembered the bad things in his life. And he went to live with his aunt and his uncle, and they adopted him. They took him in. But tragically, their marriage ended in divorce. And now he was in high school, and he was getting bullied and picked upon, and he was struggling with anger and depression, and the anger was against his family and everything that had happened. And so we talked. We just talked that day. We didn't do any math. And it got to the point where he was asking a lot of questions. He was asking how God viewed anger and if it was all right to be like that. And he was asking how we should live with one another. And finally, he asked, "How do you know that there is a God?" And so I looked at him and said, "I know just by looking around, looking at his creation and all the things he has done and the things he has done in my life and the things he has done for you." And he paused and thought, "What has he done for me? Where is he at in my life? Why is he not looking out for me?" And what I told this student, and what we all know, is that he is in our lives. The Lord has given us his only Son, Jesus Christ. And through him, we have eternal life. The Lord has blessed you. And we see that in our text today. He did this through Abraham. The Lord told Abraham, "And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." We have the benefit of knowing how that happened. It happened through the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where Jesus hung on the cross and he was being God, truly, and doing what was necessary to save his people, doing what was necessary to love his people and to lead them to repentance. And we see this in Peter's sermon about this text. He says, "You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." Now, Peter was talking to the Jews, but the message still applies to us today. God sent his Son so that we may turn from our wickedness, so that we may repent, so that we may stop sinning. But that's not the only reason. As Paul says in Galatians 3, "So that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." sent his Son so that you may be blessed, so that you may be his children, so that you may be in his kingdom. What wonderful news! But what about this student? He didn't feel forgiven. He didn't feel loved. He didn't feel part of God's kingdom. He felt alone and afraid and angry. Where was his blessing? He knew and he understood what Jesus had done for him. But the head knowledge of knowing that just wasn't adequate on this day. It didn't do what he needed. He needed to experience it, to experience God's love, to experience the blessing of the Lord through believers in Christ. And he did. But how? We can look back to the promise of Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. And that points to Christ. But the Lord blessed Abraham and he had faith, and the people in Abraham's life were blessed, and the people around him were blessed. And the Lord has blessed you as well. And as Abraham's seed, you are the blessing to other people, to point them to Christ, to point them to what he has done. The student experienced Christ's love because he had an aunt who truly, truly cares for him. And he has a grandmother that has a deep love for him, and two cousins that are always there for him, and a math tutor who is just willing to listen, willing to talk. He has people that are there for him and with him through the darkest hours of his life, through the doubt and the pain and the anger, to show him Christ, to show him that he's not alone and he doesn't need to be afraid. And at that moment, he may not have seen it, and he still may not see it, but the Lord was blessing him and showing him that he was loved, as there were people to love him and pray for him and to listen, to guide him, and to say, no matter what you do, no matter what happens, no matter what you say, no matter what, period, I am here for you. I love you, and I care for you. That is what he needed on that day. And that is what the Lord has done for each and every one of you. He is there for you. And he cares for you, always. And so we get to do that for others. They are blessed through the work of Christ on the cross and over death, but they are also blessed through the work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. So go, serve the people so that all may know that they are blessed through Christ. Go be with them. Listen to them. Sit and hear their pain and the problems that they have in their lives. Hear how their lives are messed up and full of filth, knowing full well that you are filthy as well, and that's okay. Abraham wasn't perfect either. Before the Lord called him, he served other gods. And he did not always trust in the Lord. And without exception, the Lord uses filthy people to bless others. And he is using you, which can be pretty scary. But know this. He is with you. He has given you His Spirit, who will guide you to be with people, to sit with them, to listen to them. And when the time is right, guide you to proclaim the word. And He will guide you to be a blessing. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.